We can put my PowerPoint presentation on, please. Thank you. You also have notes in your program if you want to use those to follow along.
在你持续表里面呢，有可以记笔记的地方。如果你需要使用的话呢，请使用。
So there was a new pastor who decided to visit the children's Sunday school class.
从前呢，有一位新来的牧师呢，他决定说要去参观一下儿童的主日学。
The teacher introduced the pastor and said, Pastor, this morning we are studying Joshua.
主日学的老师呢就跟他介绍说，牧师，这个现在呢我们是正在学习那个约书亚。
Oh, that's wonderful, said the pastor.
这位牧师呢就说，哦，很好啊。
Let's see what you are learning.
让我们来看看你们学了些什么呀。
Who tore down the walls of Jericho?
是谁弄倒了耶利哥的城墙呢？
Little Johnny shyly raised a hand and offered, Pastor, I didn't do it.
小 Johnny 呢他很害羞地举起手来，然后呢就说，牧师，不是我干的。
Well, taken aback, the pastor asked, Come on now, who tore down the walls of Jericho?
牧师呢有一点点吃惊，他就说，哎呀，大家快说吧，到底是谁弄倒了那个耶利哥的城墙？
And the teacher interrupting said, Pastor, little Johnny's a good boy.
那个主日学老师呢就插进来说，牧师，小 Johnny 呢是一个好孩子。
If he says he didn't do it, I believe he didn't do it.
如果小 Johnny 说他没有做的话呢，肯定不是他干的。
Well, flustered, the pastor went to the director of children's ministries and related the story to him.
牧师呢有点被搞得莫名其妙，所以呢他去到那个儿童事工的主任那边呢，就把这个事情呢说了一遍。
The director looked worried and explained.
那个主任呢就看上去呢很焦虑，然后呢就解释说，
Well, sir, we've had some problems with little Johnny before.
哦，牧师，我们以前呢跟小 Johnny 呢是也是有一点点问题的。
Let me talk to him and see what we can do.
让我去找他谈谈，看看我们能做什么。
Well, really bothered now by the answers of the teacher and the director, the new pastor approached the church board.
所以现在呢，这个牧师呢，他已经感觉非常不安了，所以呢，他就去教会的董事会那边去把事情说了一下。
He related the whole story, including the responses of the teacher and the director.
他把事情讲了一遍，然后呢还包括还讲了老师和儿童事工主任的反应。
A white-haired gentleman thoughtfully stroked his chin. Well, Pastor, he said.
一个白头发的老先生呢摸着他的下巴呢就说，牧师啊。
I move we just take some money from the general fund to pay for the walls and leave it at that.
我提议呢，我们就从这个普通款项里面呢，把钱拿出来赔偿这个被损坏的城墙吧。
Now sadly, some, maybe many Christians really don't know as much about the Bible as they ought to know.
很令人难过的是，有一些基督徒，甚至是很多的基督徒呢，并不像他们应该的那样，那么熟悉，那么知道圣经。
I find this to be particularly true when it comes to what God teaches us in the Bible about leadership in the church family.
特别是关于在教会里面领袖们的一些圣经的教导呢，可能大家就更加不了解，不理解。
This morning I want to give a quick review and I promise it'll be quicker than the last time I preached.
今天呢我们就要来很快的过一遍，我保证大家呢比上次呢要短。
A quick review of some of the things that God tells us, and then I'm going to look very specifically at the duty of elders to shepherd and oversee the church.
我们呢会讲到一些经文呢，就是长老们是怎么样来牧养和监管教会。
You may be surprised to learn that the New Testament offers more instruction regarding elders than on such important topics as the Lord's Supper, baptism, and spiritual gifts.
你可能会很惊奇地发现呢，圣经在教导长老 的功用这个事情上呢，其实比其他教会更重要的很多重要的事项，比如说主餐，比如说敬礼，比如说属灵的恩赐，像那样一些话题呢，讲的内容呢还没有关于长老的职责这样子多。
The role of elders is of such utmost importance to God that we must be clear about what His instructions are if we are going to become a healthier and more mature and effective church family.
长老的职责对上帝来说呢是非常重要的，所以如果我们想要成为一间更健康、更成熟、更有效率的教会来的话呢，我们必须要知道这些教导是怎么样子的。
So first, by way of review, I want you to remember the following about God's design for the church family.
所以现在呢，我们就来复习一下，来过一下，是看看上帝对教会大家庭是怎么样设计的。
God has given the church family deacons who have the responsibility to assist the elders.
神设立这个教会的执事，他们的职责呢，就是来协助长老们的。
Now, the word deacon literally means servant.
执事这个词呢，它字面的意思就是仆人的意思。
Deacons assist by providing leadership and oversight to various ministries of the church, especially the ministries of caring for the church membership.
执事呢来协助长老，他是靠怎么样协助呢？是靠着来带领和监管各样的事工，特别是在那些关顾的事工上面。
Second, God has given the church family the responsibility to assist the deacons to do the work of ministry.
神呢也设立全教会的会员呢来协助执事们来完成各项的事工。
Every Christian is supposed to be involved in works of service.
每一个基督徒呢都应该参与事工。
Now third, God has given the church family elders who have the responsibility to shepherd and oversee the church.
最后呢，神也设立了长老，他们的职责呢就是来牧养和监管教会。
Now I want to make two brief observations.
我呢在这里跟大家分享两项的评论。
First, in the Bible, the words elder, overseer, and bishop are interchangeable.
首先呢在教会里面长老监管者这些词呢都是可以互相替换的，都是同一个意思。
One Bible version may use one word, whereas a different version may use a different word, but they all refer to the same person.
不同的圣经版本呢可能用不同的字眼，但是呢他们这些字眼所指的都是同一个人。
Now the second observation is that a part of God's design is that there should be a plurality of elders.
第二项呢，就是说，这个长老呢，不应该是单数的，是复数的，也就是多个人的。
Now what this means is that leadership in the church family is not meant to be centralized in one person.
也就是说呢，在教会的里面呢，领导权呢不应该光光只集中在一个人的身上。
That is, it is not a single pastor who is the leader in a church, but it is a group of elders working together.
不应该是单单的一个，比如说一个牧师，他来做这个领袖的唯一的一个领袖，而是应该是一群的长老一起互相的配搭。
Now, this design feature is one of the safeguards against any single person becoming an authoritarian or autocratic leader who makes arbitrary decisions.
这种设计呢，是保证教会呢可以。不会使一个人呢，他会做成为一个独裁者或者一个专横的领袖，做一些随心所欲的决定。
Now the fourth thing we need to remember is that God has given the church family the command to obey and submit to the elders and to keep the peace.
再来一点呢，就是神使教会呢要求教会 要服从和顺服长老，并且呢要彼此和睦。
Now that's my brief review, and I want to move on to an understanding about what God says regarding the elders in the church family.
刚才这几点呢，就是我们刚才做的一个很快的一个复习。那接下来呢，我们就会看到圣经是怎么样讲到教会里的长老的。
I'm going to read from Acts chapter 20, and you can follow along, and we will project in Chinese the same passage.
我会读到《使徒行传》的第二十章。大家请看屏幕呢，看中文的。
The first thing we need to understand is that God has given the elders.
第一点呢，是说神设立了这个长老。
In Acts chapter 20, Paul gives his farewell message to the elders in the church at Ephesus.
在《使徒行传》第二十章里面，保罗呢是对以弗所教会的长老们呢有一个告别的一段话。
And I'm going to read verses 25 to 32.
我要读的是《使徒行传》第二十章的第二十五节到三十二节。
Now I know that none of you among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom will ever see me again. Therefore, I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of all men. For I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years, I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Now I want you to notice that Paul says that leadership by the elders is the will of God.
我要请大家注意呢，保罗在这里说呢，长老的设立呢是神的旨意。
You need to notice also that the Holy Spirit has made the elders the leaders.
所以你要注意呢，是圣灵立长老做领袖的。
Now these comments indicate the vital necessity of the church being led by elders.
这些经文呢就表明了说教会呢必须由长老来带领。
They indicate the holy nature, spiritual authority, and divine endorsement of the elders.
这些经文呢也表明了这个长老们那个神圣的那个本质，那个属灵的权威和神的认可。
And they indicate the extraordinary and awesome responsibility being given to elders.
这也表明了就是很特别的，很令人恐惧战惊的一个巨大的职责呢，被赋予了长老们。
Now in a few moments I will further comment that with this extraordinary responsibility comes exceptional accountability.
接下去呢，我会继续的再谈到说这些特别的职责呢，带来特别的一个责任。
Now here's the second thing. God has given the elders the responsibility to shepherd and oversee the church family.
第二点呢，就是神设立长老，给长老这个职责呢，来牧养和监管教会。
In addition to the Acts passage we've just read,1 Peter chapter 5 is another example of where elders are designated as shepherds and overseers.
除了刚才我们读到的《使徒行传》第二十章呢，还有一个彼得前书的第五章一到四节呢，也讲到神设立长老来做教会的监管。
So take a look at 1 Peter chapter 5. I'm going to read the first four verses.
请看彼得前书的第五章的一到四节。
To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings, and one who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing as God wants you to be. Not greedy for money, but eager to serve. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Now notice that Jesus is the chief shepherd.
请注意, 耶稣基督呢, 是大牧人, 是牧长。
The elders then are like under shepherds or assistant shepherds.
那牧人, 这长老呢, 就是, 他下面的牧人, 或者是叫做助理牧人。
Jesus is the head of the church, but he has given his authority to his assistants.
耶稣基督是教会的头, 但是呢, 他把权力权柄呢, 给了他的助手们, 就是这些长老们。
The elders are to care for the church as a shepherd cares for a flock.
他们长老们呢, 应该来看顾教会, 就像牧人看顾羊群一样。
The elders are to take charge of the church as a shepherd takes charge of the flock.
长老们治理教会, 就像牧羊, 牧人治理羊群一样。
Now the word shepherd is the vivid, figurative expression for governing and caring.
牧者这个词呢, 就是一个非常形象的, 来, 非常形象的一个词, 来描述那个, 看顾和监管, 这个意思。
And the word overseer is the literal term which explains the work of governing or managing and ruling.
看顾这个词呢, 也就是很形象的, 讲到了来, 照看羊群, 监管羊群, 这个意思。
And so, the duty of the elders by God's design is to be in charge of God's flock.
所以长老们的责任呢, 在上帝的心意, 上帝的设计里面呢, 就是来, 负责神的羊群。
Elders are appointed to care for the flock.
长老们被指派来, 监管羊群。
They are appointed to oversee or manage the flock.
他们监管羊群, 也, 他们也被指派来看顾,
They are appointed to make decisions for the flock. Now then, what are some of the responsibilities attached to shepherding and overseeing, to caring and managing?
那么哪些是牧养, 监管, 看顾管理的职责呢?
Well, again, I'll be very brief and just list some of those responsibilities.
我接下来呢, 就会很快地罗列一下这些职责。
God has given the elders the responsibility to manage the finances of the church family.
神给了长老们权柄来管理财务方面的事情, 教会财务方面的事情。
God has given the elders the responsibility to govern the affairs of and make decisions for the church family.
上帝给了, 长老们职责来管理教会的事务, 并且为教会大家庭来做决定。
Now this includes making decisions in the areas of vision, goals, policies, and ministries.
这些决定呢, 可, 就是涉及到意向, 目标, 政策和事工等等领域的。
Further, God has given the elders the responsibility to teach correct doctrine and to guard the church family against false teaching and heresy.
另外呢, 神也给长老们这个职责, 就是要教导正确的教义, 并且保护教会不受错误教导的破坏。
And this includes the responsibility to encourage others and, when necessary, to rebuke and discipline others.
这个职责呢, 就表, 就, 包括了, 需要的时候呢是鼓励其他人，在必须的时候呢就是要责备或者惩戒。
In addition, God has given the elders the responsibility to anoint and pray for the sick.
神也让长老们为有病的会员，有病的羊群人来祷告。
Now, when you take the time to read the instruction from James, you will note that the elders are supposed to fulfill their responsibility in response to a request from a sick person.
如果你读雅各书第五章第十四节呢，你就会看到长老们有职责来回应一个病人的一个要求。
Prayer for the sick with the possibility of miraculous healing intervention is to be initiated by those who are sick.
这种为病人来祷告的这个行动呢，其实是应该由病人自己来发起的。而这些长老呢，为这些病人祷告，希望呢有神迹出现呢，他们病人得医治。
Now, if time allowed, much more could be said about the duty of church leaders to shepherd and oversee.
如果时间允许的话呢，我还有很多关于长老们怎么样来他们的牧养和监管的职责。
But I can imagine that at this moment, some people have been saying, "Whoa, Nelly!"
我可以想象呢，就在这个时刻呢，有一些人呢，可能说，慢一点，慢一点，等一下。
Which is an English idiom meaning "Hold on a minute."
刚才我说的这个英文的这个短语呢，意思是在英文里面就是说等一下，等一下的意思。
It's used to refer to anything, you know, a horse, a train, a situation, or a person that has become out of control or done something unexpected.
这句话呢，常常是用在一些事物，比如说一个火车呀，一个牛，一个马呀，一个情况或者一个人，他们失去控制了，做了什么意外的事情的情况下呢，人们就会用这个短语。
It's used to express surprise or shock or awe.
他常常把这个短语呢用来表示惊奇、震惊和敬畏。
And some of you may be feeling surprised, and you're saying, "Whoa, Nelly!"
有些你们当中有一些人呢，可能觉得很吃惊，说：“哦，要等一下，等一下，且慢。”
Don't these duties give too much authority, too much power, too much influence to the elders?
这些职责不是给长老们太多的权柄、太多的权力和影响力了吗？
Surely this cannot be God's design for the church family.
这些肯定不是圣经对教会的教导了。
Well, if this teaching troubles you, I encourage you to study further the teachings of the Bible.
如果这些教导使你觉得不安或者不理解的话呢，我鼓励你进一步的来好好的学习圣经。
As in my opening illustration, sometimes we don't know what we don't know.
就像我刚才一开始提到的，我们对有些事情就是确实不知道，就是不知道的。
If you choose to be influenced by secular and democratic philosophies or hundreds of years of political traditions and practices, you will be uncomfortable with this teaching.
如果你选择被世俗的、属世的或者民主的那一套的逻辑、那一套的方法，或者被几百年来的政治的传统和做法所影响的话呢，你当然会觉得这些教导你不太不舒服，会让你不舒服。
But if you really believe the Bible is the Word of God, then you will subject your discomfort to the scrutiny of God's Word.
但是如果你真正的相信圣经是神的话，那么你就应该放下你不舒服的感觉，来细细的来考察神的话。
You will confirm whether this teaching is true or not.
你可以来看看这些话到底是真的还是不是。
And you will conform your beliefs and practices to what God says.
然后呢，你就应该让你的信仰和行为与神的教导一致。
This Bible always has the final say.
我们总是承认说圣经最后是说了算的，是圣经为最高的。
It is the authority Christians submit to, even in the matters of church governance.
我们顺从圣经是顺从圣经是每一个基督徒必须做的，即使是在关于教会治理的问题上面。
Now included in God's word are also strong exhortations to leaders.
在圣经里面，神的话里面也包含了对领导们的很强的督促。
All church leaders, all prospective church leaders, and especially elders, you need to know this.
所有的领导，所有的领袖，或者是未来的领袖，尤其是长老们，你必须知道以下的事情。
With the extraordinary responsibility comes exceptional accountability.
非常的权柄呢，也带来非常的职责责任。
Elders are under the rule and authority of the chief shepherd.
长老们是在大牧人的管理和权威之下的。
Elders will give an account to God for their leadership.
长老们要在他们的领，要在神面前为他们的领导的所做的来负责任，来交账的。
Elders will be judged more strictly by God.
长老们会被神更严格的来审判的。
And elders, like all Christians, must be full of love and humility.
长老们和其他所有基督徒一样，应该是充满了爱和谦卑的。
As we move forward as a church family, one of the new initiatives being developed is the annual training of present and prospective church leaders.
为了使我们教会进一步的向前走呢，我们在新的一年当中有一个出来了一条新的措施，就是每一年呢对我们现有的和未来的领袖呢会做一个培训。
Because leading is such an extraordinary and holy responsibility, training is being designed to help us become healthier and more mature.
因为做教会的领袖是这样一件非常神圣、非常特别的事情，所以呢，我们把这项训练呢设计出来，来帮助我们大家变得更加的健康和更加成熟。
Anyone wanting to serve as a ministry team leader,An elder or a deacon must complete this course.
任何一个人想要成为领袖团队的一员，或者是成为长老，或者成为执事呢，必须要完成这项课程。
And so, please read about this initiative and consider attending.
所以呢，请大家呢关注这一个持续表里面这一项的通知，并且呢考虑来参加。
You'll find an insert about the Leadership Enrichment Course in your programs.
在今天的持续表里面呢，你会看到有一张夹页就放在里面，就是关于这件事情的。
Finally, let me encourage and challenge all the members of our church family.
最后呢，让我来鼓励和向全教会的会员们来提出一个挑战。
Because of the extraordinary responsibility given to the elders by God, you need to pray for them.
因为长老们从上帝那里领受这个特别的职责，所以呢，你们需要为他们祷告。
You need to support them.
你们需要支持他们。
You need to live in peace with them.
你们应该与他们和睦相处。
You need to encourage them.
你们需要鼓励他们。
And you need to make their work a joy.
而且呢，你们需要使他们的工作呢成为一项喜乐的事情。
Look at what Hebrews chapter 13 verse 17 says.
请大家看希伯来书的第十三章的第十七节。
Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you. Will you make the work of the elders a joy?
你想不想使你的使长老们的工作是有快乐，是一件喜乐的事情呢？
It is not uncommon in church families for there to be unsaved people.
在教会家庭当中，有一些人是没有得救的。
Or immature people or uninformed people.
也常常有一些不成熟的人，或者是不了解情况的人。
Or angry people or unstable people.
或者一些生气的或者是精神状态不稳定的人。
Or selfish people or prideful people who will oppose and undermine their leaders, making ministry a joyless, heavy burden.
也有一些自私的骄傲的人，他们反对他们的领导，以至于使领导的工作呢成为没有喜乐的沉重的负担。
And this morning I beg you not to be one of those people.
今天早上呢，我请大家呢不要成为这些人当中的一员。
Even if you disagree with church leaders,You can still treat them and speak to them with gentleness, godliness, and respect.
即使你不同意你的领袖们，但是你也仍然可以以温和、敬贤和尊重的态度来对待他们。
Now to all past, present, and future leaders, let me thank you and encourage you.
对那些过去、现在或者是将来要成为领袖的人们，我在这里呢，要来感谢你们，并且要鼓励你们。
You have received and will continue to receive unfair and unfounded criticism.
你曾经受到过，而且将来继续要受不公平的或者没有根据的批评。
As Chuck Swindoll.Observes, it is impossible to lead anyone without facing opposition.
就像 Chuck Swindoll 说的，他说，如果你想带领任何人又不面临反对的话呢，那是不可能的。
He says the leader must learn to take the heat.
他说，做领袖的必须要学会承受攻击。
He will face opposition. It's an occupational hazard of every leader.
这就是每一个领袖必然要面对的事情。
Now as I wrap things up, I want to suggest that when you are taking the heat, as hurtful as it is, it will eventually be worth it.
但是我要告诉大家，就是当你来承受攻击的时候，虽然当时受苦，但是呢，最终是值得的。
I'd like to suggest that when you are taking the heat, remind yourself that you are serving the chief shepherd.
我要提醒大家，就是当你承受这个攻击的时候呢，你该让自己知道说你是在侍奉那个大牧人。
And one day, the chief shepherd, according to 1 Peter 5 verse 4, will give you the crown of glory.
有一天呢，这位大牧人根据彼得前书的第五章第四节说到呢，要给你那荣耀的冠冕。
Counteract your discouragement with the reminder that when Christ returns, he will recognize and honor you for your sacrificial work.
当你泄气的时候呢，请注意，基督再来的时候，他要嘉奖你，并且要为你那有牺牲的侍奉呢，来将嘉奖你。
When Christ returns, he will make everything right.
当耶稣再来的时候呢，他会使一切都变成对的。
And so, leaders, past, present, and future, thank you for all you have done, are doing, and will continue to do.
所有的领袖们，谢谢你们已经做的、正在做的和将来要做的，为这一切谢谢你们。
May God bless, strengthen, and encourage you.
愿神来祝福来赐福来坚固你们。